102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. It's 707, sunny and 61. I'm not saying that this is a given.
No.
I'm saying that this is the first time I've ever taken an overnight flight in our upcoming vacation. It's the first time it's ever even been kind of like even in the realm because the whole plane's going to be sleeping.
Well,
I'm not saying it'll happen. I'm saying it crossed my mind.
I'm sure. Of course it crossed.
How could it not?
Of course it crosses your mind. You're a man who has fantasies and it's something that you think about. I get it. But you and I both know when it comes down to it, you're not being like, hey, Susan. Susan,
wake up.
What do you say we go into the laboratory and give you a little what for? You know, I mean, that's not going to happen. You know, I mean, and you know
maybe
that's
Virgin
not going
to
happen.
Maybe Virgin Atlantic has posh bathrooms.
Now, if you want to go home later to an empty house and fantasize about it, knock yourself out. But you can't sit here and tell me.
That's not the Mile High Club that I've heard so much about.
You're not joining the Mile High Club. You know that. And that's not you. That's we'll not you. I mean,
it'll never happen on a Southwest flight to Tampa or Fort Myers in the middle of the day. But
why not?
On a flight across the pond in the middle of the night, you never know. People are sleeping. People do. You know, when you wake up in the middle of the night,
mine happened on a Delta flight on the way back from Orlando. Why, you know, really? Yeah, you just got to go for it, man. It doesn't matter what time. There's no, at no time in that plane is everybody going to be sleeping. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to sit there and walk past him. And I know you. You don't want to be the guy who... You have to just be able to go in with her and not care that anybody's either thinking about it or worried about saying something to a flight attendant where you could possibly get in trouble.
Definitely got
to
be undercover where nobody notices that we both end up in the same bathroom at the same time.
You have to have it in you that you just don't care what the consequences are.
It's just a thought.
I know, but you're sitting here on a radio like pulling your chest out. Like, yeah, I'm thinking about going in there and go for your mile. You know, you and I both know that's not going to happen.
You know,
I'll tell you what. Of course I'm going to bang on the plane.
Oh, Evil Roger's here.
I'm going to grab her by the hair and smack that bitch in the face. And then when we get to England,
Dad.
I'm going to rail her right on the London Bridge. Ah. It's going to be unbelievable.
Nice.
And I'm going to wave my penis at the Queen.
Yeah. Attaboy.
Wow, Evil. Now, that is way beyond anything I've ever
thought. Unbelievable. Are you kidding me?
Do I think Evil Raj would go for the Mile High Club? I think Evil Raj would do it. I just don't think you have it in you. And that's fine. That's just who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. 7:09.
Thanks, Evil Raj, for joining us.
I want to hear Evil Raj do the traffic.
I'll tell you what. It's incredible.
Evil Raj. Good.
You want me to do it as Evil Raj?
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. You're not going to believe what's going on right now in Nassau County. You've never seen delays like this.
Some dick on the Southern State.
Yeah, you got to be more evil.
Right now, we start with your BAB Casone Trailers, Long Island traffic.